For a lot of people, owning a home in Nassau County, New York, well, it feels almost like a dream, especially when you start talking about prices around $800,000.
Right, it's Long Island, the costs, the competition, it seems kind of out of reach.
But we've been looking at this really comprehensive financial guide, and it suggests that hitting that $800K mark, it's actually doable.
It is, yeah. But you absolutely have to know the playbook. You need the right financial structure, and you need to understand the local market specifics.
And that's exactly what we're doing today. We're taking a deep dive into that roadmap. How do you turn an $800,000 budget into actual house keys in Nassau County?
Breaking down the steps, basically.
Exactly. From the upfront cash needed, which is huge, to those massive monthly costs that make Long Island, well, Long Island.
And it's worth understanding why Nassau holds its value so well. It's that mix, right?
Yeah.
Suburban feel, but with super easy LIRR access to the city.
Plus the school.
Oh, absolutely. Top-tier districts like Garden City, Jericho, Manhasset.
Yeah.
That's a huge draw. And historically, property values there are incredibly stable. It makes it a solid strategic investment if you prepare correctly.
Okay, so let's get into that preparation. The guide highlights, I think, seven key factors. It's not just one thing.
No, it's a chain. Down payment, credit, income, and then those local things like property taxes, which can vary wildly.
Let's start with the big one, the upfront money. Section one, the capital requirement. Step one is really mapping out that down payment.
Yeah, because for an $800,000 place, that initial cash is often the first major roadblock.
The guide lays out three main levels, right?
That's right, three thresholds, and each one really changes the game for your loan.
So the ideal scenario, the gold standard, is 20% down.
Which on $800 K is
Yeah.
$160,000.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big number. But hitting that $160,000 does two critical things. First, no PMI.
Private mortgage insurance and
Right?
that extra monthly fee.
Exactly. You avoid it completely. And second, putting 20% down just makes your offer stronger, better rate potential, more negotiating power, especially in a competitive place like Nassau. You build equity instantly.
But okay, $160,000, that takes serious time and saving, even for two incomes. What if that's just not realistic right now?
Well, the next step down is 10%. That's $80,000 cash. More achievable for some, sooner.
But then you are paying PMI.
Oh, definitely. You'll have PMI, and your interest rate might be a little bit higher, but it gets you in the door.
And the absolute minimum.
That's 5% down. You're at $40,000, but you need really strong credit for that. Excellent financial reserves. Lenders are pickier.
And even with 5% down, your monthly payment is higher because of the lower equity, and that PMI you'll be paying for quite a while.
Right, until you hit 20% equity. So it costs more over time.
And crucially, we're not just talking about the down payment here. There's another big chunk of cash needed up front.
Yes, closing costs. Cannot forget those.
These are all the fees, right?
Yeah,
Lender fees, lawyer fees, title insurance, appraisals.
everything. And they typically run between 2% and 5% of the purchase price.
So on an $800,000 home, that's another $16,000 to $40,000. Wow.
So even if you're aiming for that minimum $40,000 down payment, you actually need closer to $80,000 saved up just to cover the down payment and the high end of those closing costs.
Okay, that really paints a picture of the initial savings needed. So let's say you clear that hurdle. Now we need to talk about the ongoing cost, the true monthly nut.
Right. This brings us to step two and three, understanding the rate and figuring out that total monthly burden. We need some context here. Rates fluctuate, obviously, but let's use a recent average. As of, say, October 2025, bank rates showed the average 30-year fixed around 6.19%.
Okay, 6.19%. Let's use that with our best case scenario, 20% down. So the loan amount is $640,000. What does the basic payment look like?
Just a principal and interest, P&I. On $640,000 at 6.19%, you're looking at roughly $3,913 a month.
Okay, almost 4 grand. That's the core loan cost.
But that's where Nassau County really changes the equation. It's the add-ons, property taxes. They're notoriously high. We have to estimate maybe $1,400 a month on average for an $800K place.
$1,400 a month just in taxes.
Easily. And then homeowners insurance, maybe another $250 a month.
Plus, basic upkeep utilities. Maybe budget another $200 a month for that. Just being conservative.
That sounds reasonable. So you take that $3,913 P&I. You add $1,400 for taxes, $250 for insurance, $200 for maintenance.
You're suddenly looking at what, $5,900 to $6,200 every single month.
That's the estimated range, yes.
Wow. Okay, I got to pause on that. Going from basically $3,900 for the mortgage itself to over $6,000 total because of taxes and insurance, That's the shocker, isn't it? Is that just standard for Nassau at this price?
It really is the reality in high-cost, high-tax areas like this. And that number, that $6,000-ish monthly figure, directly connects to the income you need.
Right, the income gate. Step three.
Lenders look at your debt-to-income ratio, your DTI. They generally want your total housing cost, that PITI, plus any HOA fees to be under about 33% of your gross monthly income.
And DTI, just to remind everyone, that's all your monthly debts, mortgage, credit cards, car loans, student loans, divided by your gross monthly income, right?
Correct. But for the housing portion, that 33% rule of thumb is key for comfort and qualification. So if your housing cost is around $6,000 a month,
you need to be making, let's see, roughly $18,000 a month gross, which is like $216,000 a year. The guide said 150K, 180K.
Well, the 33% is a guideline for comfort. Lenders might stretch the total DTI higher, often up to 43%, depending on other factors. But to comfortably afford that $6,000 payment and qualify well, yes, a combined household income of at least $150,000 to $180,000 annually is realistically the minimum threshold you need to pass for an $800K home here.
Okay, so the income hurdle is significant. Let's say you meet that. What's next? Step four is about strengthening the application itself.
Exactly. It's not just income. Lenders hammer that overall DTI ratio. You need to keep all your debts, including the potential new mortgage payment, below 43% of your gross income.
So pay down credit cards, maybe pay off a car loan if possible.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anything to lower that ratio.
Yeah.
And your credit score needs to be excellent.
What's the target?
Aim for 740 or higher. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Anything less makes you riskier, pushes up your rate, especially in this competitive market.
And the guide mentioned something critical. Don't mess with your credit before closing.
Oh, huge point. Don't go out and buy a car. Don't finance furniture for the new house. Don't even open a new store credit card. Lenders recheck everything right before closing, and a sudden new debt or credit inquiry can kill the deal.
Okay, so finances aligned, credit polish. Now, what kind of loan are we typically looking at for $800K in Nassau? That often bumps you out of standard loan limits, right?
Yeah.
Step five is loan selection.
That's right. In high-cost areas like Nassau, an $800,000 purchase price often means the loan amount exceeds conforming loan limits set by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Which means
you're likely looking at a jumbo loan.
Okay. Define jumbo loan for us.
It's basically a mortgage for an amount higher than those conforming limits. The upside is you can borrow more. The downside, or trade-off, is that they usually have stricter requirements.
Like what?
Like needing that higher credit score we mentioned, often 740 plus higher, and typically a larger down payment, think 10%, ideally 20% down. They want to see strong financial reserves, too.
So while you could technically look at conventional loans, maybe, or even FHA if you qualify, the reality for an $800K purchase in this market often points toward jumbo.
For well-qualified buyers, yes, that's often the path. The terms are just structured for larger loan amounts.
All right, now let's get into the really local stuff. Step six, Nassau County market nuances. We know it's competitive.
Extremely. Inventory is tight, especially for homes that are move-in ready in good school districts. Things move fast.
Bidding wars common?
Can be, yeah. Especially during peak seasons like spring and early summer. Yeah. You need to be ready to act quickly.
But the biggest local nuance, the one the guide really emphasizes, is property taxes.
It's the elephant in the room for Nassau County real estate.
Yeah.
The variation is just dramatic. It's not a small difference between towns. It's a major financial factor.
Let's use the examples from the guide. They really illustrate the trade-offs. Merrick, for instance.
Right. In Merrick, you might find taxes on an $800K-ish home ranging from, say, $14,000 to $17,000 a year. The commute to Penn Station is about 50 minutes on the LIRR. Manageable.
Okay, now compare that to Garden City. Shorter commute, right?
Yeah, closer to 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got one of those top-tier, highly sought-after school districts. But look at the taxes.
The range jumps to $18,000 up to maybe $22,000 annually.
Exactly, or sometimes even more. That's potentially $5,000 to $8,000 more per year than Merrick.
Which is, what, an extra $400 to almost $700 a month just for a slightly shorter train ride and a specific school boundary line?
That's the premium you pay for that specific location and perceived school quality. It's a stark trade-off.
What about Wanta?
Wanta often has lower taxes, maybe in the $13,000 to $15,000 range annually. So it eases that monthly burden quite a bit compared to Garden City.
But the commute is a bit longer.
Slightly. Around 55 minutes. So you see the pattern. Commute time, school reputation, tax burden, they're all directly linked.
The key advice here seems to be don't guess the taxes.
Absolutely not. Never estimate. You need the exact current annual tax amount for the specific property you're considering before you even think about making an offer. It has to be factored into your monthly budget from day one.
Because that $1,400 average we used earlier, that's just an average if the actual tax bill is $1,800 or $1,900 a month.
It completely changes the affordability. Your tax payment could be nearly half the size of your mortgage payment. That variation is why due diligence on taxes is non-negotiable in Nassau.
Okay, so understanding that local landscape is critical. That brings us to the final step, step 7, putting it all together into an action plan. You've done the math, you know the market, now what?
First things first, set a concrete savings goal. It has to cover your target down payment, the high estimate for closing costs, plus a buffer for moving, and maybe some immediate repairs or updates.
Get that number locked in. Second,
get pre-approved for your mortgage before you start seriously house hunting.
Why is that so important?
It does two things. One, it tells you definitively what your maximum budget is based on your actual financials. Two, it shows sellers and their agents that you're a serious qualified buyer ready to make a credible offer. In a fast market, that's essential.
Makes sense. Third point.
Find a good local real estate agent, someone who really knows Nassau County inside and out, the different villages, the school nuances, the tax situations, how to negotiate effectively here.
Local expertise matters. And finally,
keep a very close eye on interest rates. They bounce around. Locking in your rate when there's a dip, even a small one, can save you a significant amount of money over 30 years.
So it really comes down to meticulous planning and execution.
It does. Owning an $800,000 home in Nassau County, it's definitely achievable for the right buyer profile. But it demands discipline, thorough preparation, and a very realistic understanding of the costs.
Especially those high monthly costs.
Right. You have to constantly balance your long-term goals, the desire for a certain town or school district, with the financial reality of carrying that property month after month, year after year.
So maybe the final thought to leave everyone with is this. We saw taxes can swing wildly, maybe from $13,000 a year in one town to $22,000 or more in another, right next door sometimes.
That's the reality.
So the question for you, the listener, is how much extra are you truly willing to pay each and every month, potentially hundreds of dollars just for a slightly shorter commute or for access to one specific highly rated school district versus another good one?
Where do you draw that line?
Exactly. Making that trade-off consciously, understanding the dollar value you're placing on location versus monthly cash flow, that seems to be the absolute key to making an $800K Nassau County home work financially without becoming house poor.